This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Ian.
You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Let me tell you about the Discord lines. You can go to discord.freetalklive.com. Got an app there called Discord. And you can use that to call into Free Talk Live through your smartphone, and it just sounds significantly better. Yeah, takes a little extra prep time, but once it's installed, you can call real quickly and easily. Discord.freetalklive.com. Ian, I'm not sure what I'm reading here, but apparently there's something called a predatory llama loot box.
Well, there are llama loot boxes, and they're being called predatory in a lawsuit that has been filed against Epic Games. I mentioned this story last night.
So this is something that goes on in a video game. It's like a box that comes after people. It's predatory?
No. No, it's a llama loot box. It's being called predatory in a lawsuit, Mark. You've not heard of a loot box before? Don't you have a son who's like 10 years old?
Sure, a loot box is a treasure chest. Yeah. Are you familiar with the Dungeons & Dragons monster called a mimic?
No, I never played Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, my God! Haven't you heard of the Dungeons & Dragons?
You. Wasn't as dorky as you growing up, I guess.
Now I'm the dorky one, and you were just trying to take the high road by saying, didn't you know what a loot box was? Well, there's something I'd like to tell you, whippersnapper, in fact, there is a predatory monster that looks like a treasure chest in Dungeons & Dragons.
So you open the chest and it, like, eats
you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of any of this stuff.
So,
you are aware that Ian is a jerk, right?
He's just projecting.
Well, you two guys are like an old married couple sometimes. That's the only complaint I ever heard about Free Talk Live is people like
sexist and angry.
No, they're like I don't like it when Ian and Mark fight. That really upsets me.
Well, they need therapy then.
We could talk about North Korea and Venezuela, but let's talk about video game controversy here. The Verge.com reporting where Epic Games was sued. Just, I guess, within the last week or so, sued by the parent of an underage player in California who are claiming that Fortnite Save the World's original blind draw loot box mechanics were unfair and deceptive to consumers. To be clear, Epic has already ended the practice of blind draw loot boxes, and they only ever existed in Fortnite's original Save the World co-op mode, not the popular Fortnite Battle Royale mode that rocketed the game to fame. So, for listeners who aren't familiar, you may have seen Fortnite in, like, stores, Walmart or whatever. They have got displays. This game has become a sensation. I mean,
it's become a
phenomenon.
That are, like, you know, Fortnite dances.
Yeah, I guess those are the things your character does when they're celebrating in the game.
Right.
As I understand it.
But, I mean, now kids are doing them. They're mimicking them.
Is that right?
By the way, I'll take anything that gets kids to dance. Dancing is a physical activity. Anything that gets them up, I'm for it.
Does Jack and his buddies do the Fortnite dances?
Jack has never played Fortnite, no.
Is that like an adult game?
No, not really. I mean, you're shooting people, but, you know, kids play that stuff all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, Jackie just hasn't played. He plays...
He's more of like a Minecraft kid, right?
Kid, yeah.
But that's also violent. Aren't you like slashing beasties and...
Mostly he builds.
Okay. Yeah. There are beasts to slash, right?
There are. If he wanted to slash them, he doesn't want to do that. He builds big castles.
So, according to the story, the plaintiff is arguing that they and hundreds of thousands of other players were tricked out of their money by Epic's business practices. In the complaint, the plaintiff argues, the chances of a llama loot box dropping a rare item are slim. They claim that by not disclosing the rates at which the in-game items drop, Epic Games are deceiving consumers, and the company is engaging in, quote, predatory business practices that convince young players that they will, quote, get lucky and receive more valuable pieces of loot.
So, first off, I would say that if you did reveal the amounts, the percentages, the ratios at which things drop, that you'd still, the people would still not know the ratios, because people don't even understand math.
Right.
You know, they just don't get statistics.
Yeah.
Human beings are really bad predictors of things. That's why we have the lottery.
Well, plus, people who understand math are probably not, the few of them that there are out there, are probably not the target audience of the loot box pitch.
No.
In general. Because you would understand that whether you knew the rates exactly of how often a rare item appears in one of these digital prize boxes, you would know it's very, very low. Whatever it is, whatever.
It's significantly more often than somebody you're so likely to win the lottery.
Yeah.
This is a game. So, like, the last game I probably played was in, like, 1987, and it was Zelda on a Nintendo.
That was a good game to end on, I guess.
And, yeah, you won. I had lots of fun with it. And you know, I only played it like when it was really terrible weather or something. But
sure.
So like a loot box would be like you go and get like a golden key, or you get like maybe a sword, or like a, and in Mario Brothers you get like a mushroom that would make you, you know, jump further and stuff. I mean,
yeah,
is that
so
like what a loot box is?
That, I mean, you could look at that as maybe a very early implementation. Those are just power-ups, basically. Now, the loot box will contain things that can
potentially be a power-up.
Potentially have a power-up factor. It could also, you know, have, like, in-game currency. It could have, you know, it could just have, like, an outfit. So nowadays, the gamers, they have their character that they can build. And I don't know if Fortnite has this. I think you can choose character things in Fortnite. I played it once just to see what all the fuss was about. In a lot of these games, you can kind of customize your avatar, the person who you are in the game.
And do you have to, like, pay for all this stuff?
So, yes and no. So these customizable things, you can, like, wear different clothes, you can have different, you know, glitzy things that you add to your character. And so in these loot boxes can come some of these things. Now, the loot box you can pay for, typically in games that have them, or you can kind of play the game to earn the loot box, meaning that if you play the game for enough time or you get enough of a high score,
you'll get a draw from the loot box.
You'll get a free loot box every once in a while. And, of course, getting one loot box is likely to make somebody want another loot box, especially,
yep,
you know, a child who wants to get some fancy thing that they haven't gotten yet in the game through earning it through playing the game. The loot box is kind of the shortcut route to possibly get those things. But not necessarily, because it's just a random, you know, thing. Have you ever played Magic the Gathering? One of these collectible card games?
I have never played it, but I've...
You're familiar with it,
familiar,
but it exists.
Yeah.
So this game has been around for close to 30 years now, I think.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty clear.
Because
yeah.
I remember it came out when I was still in high school, and that was in the 1990s. And so they've had various iterations of it, but it always has the same structure. You can buy the starter deck, which comes with like 60 cards, and that's usually enough to play a game, and you can play with other people. But then they have these booster packs.
Yeah.
And the booster packs are a certain random assortment of cards, some of which are pretty common. There's usually like one or two uncommons in there, and maybe you'll get a rare, right? You won't necessarily get a rare, but you might get a rare, that kind of thing. And these things are always just a crapshoot. Like, you have no idea what the odds are. That's why I don't think this lawsuit, and there's a little bit more to the story, is going to go anywhere, because this is no different. This online loot box is no different than an endless amount of similar things that exist in physical reality. How about
baseball cards. Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't think baseball cards have necessarily the built-in scarcity, or didn't when I was a kid. You just had a randomization. So
you don't think, huh?
Well, I don't know, but I could
be
wrong.
Did you ever notice how you kept getting the same cards over and over again?
I bought a lot. I was really into trading baseball cards when I was like second and third grade. That was like a huge thing. In fact, I even got suspended from school over it, and that was like stuff I was really into as a
right
kid.
So there was players that were common,
oh yeah,
right, that you, yep, no matter how many packs you bought, you're going to get a bunch of whoever it was, Bo Jackson or whoever it would have been, you know, at the time. And then there were the ones that weren't that common, which is why they were worth more money, because there weren't as many of them that were printed. So I think they've been doing this for a very long time.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't use baseball cards as the analogy, but Magic the Gathering is certainly an analogy. That is built-in artificial scarcity that the manufacturer created.
Well, you're just saying don't use baseball cards because you don't know whether they were manufactured to be scarce. And I'm telling you, even as somebody who wasn't a baseball card fan, that they were.
That's what you believe.
He's the guy who was the fan, dude.
I bought them, too. I had baseball
and didn't
tops.
You get the same cards over and over again and never get the, you know, Babe Ruth or whatever it was, the one really wanted?
Babe Ruth didn't play baseball when I was...
Whatever. You know what I'm
Reggie
saying?
Reggie Jackson, I had several of his cards, and he was a huge player.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he had a candy bar named after him. No, I'm not sure that that's the case. I'm not ready to say that, but I will say that, you know, some cards are harder to get than others sometimes, but I don't know that the...
Because there aren't as many printed.
Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Wednesday edition of the show. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Ian.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Ian, we're talking about llama loot boxes, which is, I guess, from a video game called Fortnite.
That's right. Yeah.
And a parent is suing the game manufacturer because they feel like their kid didn't understand the mathematics behind a loot box. And I do want to get into that, but first I want you to tell me about AnyPay.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the new AnyPay HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Finally, there is an easy-to-use website that can introduce a business owner to the process they need to go through, and it's a super easy process getting started with AnyPay.global. But go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com or send your favorite business owner to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and they will walk him or her right through the process. You sign up for AnyPay.global. Username and password, put your cryptocurrency addresses in the back end, and then you load the app, which is now available on iOS. So it took a little while to get the iOS version out because that's the way Apple is. They have to approve everything. So Android and iOS apps are available now. It's super easy to accept Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, and a few others as well. And they're always expanding the repertoire of different cryptocurrencies that they'll allow you to accept. But get started over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
So you and I were talking in the break about things like baseball cards and comics and how they've the scarcity of these things has changed over time. So I worked at a comic book store basically...
When you were 12, right?
Well, from the time I was 12 to the time I was 18. Mm-hmm. Basically the decade of the 80s, I was working at a comic book store. And this was the modern age of comics. Everybody was excited about them. They were buying. Yeah, a new issue would come out, a number one issue would come out, and people would buy sometimes 10 copies and just to put them away so they'd have them and they'd be worth something. And this just kept happening.
That's what it was. Every year for like Christmas and my birthday, my grandmother would buy me like some special edition stack of whatever baseball cards. I have like Topps, like 1989 mint set, still in the plastic with the original $19 sticker on it. That's mm-hmm. only worth $7.85 today. I literally just opened up the box like 2 weeks ago. My wife's like Googling how much it's worth. You could buy the thing on. Same exact thing on eBay for $7.85 plus shipping.
Yeah.
And then factor in inflation, and it's worth even less now.
Yeah, yeah. But people were looking at these as investments at the time because, there were things like rare Captain America number one, Superman number one, Detective Comics number 27, Action Comics, Action Comics number one was the first appearance, I believe, of Superman. I can't name anything off the top of my head from way back then any further than that. But, yeah, I mean, these comics are actually scarce. So they were cheap, pulp-printed comics. They deteriorated. They were used as fire kindling. They were, they're gone. They no longer exist. There's a handful of them left, and they're legitimately worth what they say they're worth. And then there's something like Secret Wars number one from, I don't know, like 1984 or something like that. There was, hundreds of thousands of this thing printed. And maybe it's worth more than the cover price now. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but it got to the point that manufacturers realized, we put on a number one issue, and we're going to make a bunch of money. So they were actually stopping series, Fantastic Four, Avengers, these kinds of things. They were stopping these series and restarting them with issue number one because Avengers 337 isn't worth as much
as number one.
So they just keep on restarting sort of every couple few years, and they'd make some more money. They'd have three different variants of the cover.
Collect them all.
Yeah, get all different variants, and now they're just selling more and more and more. And comic books and baseball cards are made of paper. It's not scarce. Gold... scarce. You got to dig that up out of the ground in special places on Earth. You have to have all kinds of equipment to do it. Whereas a comic book manufacturer, not such a big deal. This is what had Marvel on the ropes. This is why Marvel sold the rights to the Fantastic Four and X-Men to movie companies. Now,
really?
They still own them for comics, but for movies, the movie companies own them. There's a reason Sony has Wolverine, and Marvel now is trying so hard to get Wolverine and the X-Men back into the fold. There's a deal on now with Sony to bring X-Men back in.
Marvel's... So wait, I've never followed all this.
Yep.
I know these movies exist. So you're saying the X-Men movies, Marvel's not making anything on them? They basically sold off the property to Sony years ago? I thought Fox made these movies, no?
Look, I'm not somebody's screaming at their radio right now. Yeah. I don't know which movie company has it, but it's not
okay.
Marvel. Marvel has the Avengers, and that's about it. They're working with maybe it's Sony for Spider-Man, and maybe it's Fox for the X-Men. I'm sorry if I don't know the difference. Mm-hmm. I don't care about those characters very much. I'm an Avengers guy, but I think
they don't cross over, the X-Men and the Avengers.
Not yet. The movies haven't. Of course,
a lot of the other movies cross over, and they're related, right? Like Thor and...
The Marvel movies all cross over because they're all their properties.
Right, except...
At this point, Spider-Man has crossed over because they've made a deal with the company that has it. I think it's Sony.
I see.
But they haven't managed to finalize their deal with the X-Men, which there will be a crossover at that point or something, because I think Marvel's bought the company or something like that. I couldn't tell you. I'm not in on this, and I didn't have a chance to study it, so I know there's great explanations on the Internet of who owns what and whom.
Internet, according to CheatCheat.com, this story from 2017, so hopefully it's not too out of date. It says here that DC Warner owns all the rights to every one of its various comic book characters. Marvels are divided among a slew of other studios. Back when the idea of a superhero franchise was unheard of, Marvel sold off a handful of characters to make a quick buck. Spider-Man went to Sony. Universal snagged Namor.
That's Submariner. He's Marvel's version of the Aquaman, and he was first before Aquaman.
And 20th Century Fox made out with Fantastic Four, Daredevil, and the X-Men. Daredevil has since reverted back to its original owners at Marvel Studios, but the X-Men and Fantastic Four remain firmly in the hands of Fox.
That is correct.
Okay.
I'm curious as to who has Blade at this point. So, Blade was a very successful movie franchise.
New Line was the production house behind Blade, if I recall correctly. I don't know if that means they own it, but...
I don't either.
Yeah.
Marvel hasn't expressed too much of an interest in revitalizing Blade, but man, Wesley Snipes did a fantastic job on that that franchise.
Have you seen all three of them?
I saw two. The first two.
Watch the third one. It's actually really good.
Is that Trinity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, if you say it's worth it, yep, then I shall. I actually have it at the house right now, so perhaps I will do just that. So when we're talking about these, we were talking about collectibles and those sorts of things. Scarcity was artificial in this arena, and basically now I can read any comic I want. I can go get Marvel Unlimited for $60 a year, and that's the...
Is that an online version or something?
Yes.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
What do you mean?
Are you into that?
Listen to me.
Reading them online?
Listen to me.
There's people that are $60? Like, who wants to have paper and you're hanging around?
$60 a year.
Yeah.
To read this on my iPad versus cover price of $1.75, $1.50, $1.25.
It's got to be more than that by now.
Well,
for a comic book, it's probably $3 to $5 for a comic book.
No, I don't think it's that much. Certainly some of them are, but not the regular monthly issues.
Oh, really?
I don't think there are that. But
how long has it been since you bought a physical comic book?
A few years.
Okay.
Yeah. It just doesn't make financial sense. I can go read any comic I want for $60 a month, as many as I want. It doesn't make any sense. Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. an American TV icon says he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. 78-year-old host of Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek says he's going to beat it.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
U.S. Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who was the first female pilot to fight in combat, says she was raped by a superior officer when she served in the Air Force. She makes the revelation at a Senate hearing today on the subject of sexual assault in the military. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. It's the live Wednesday edition. Mark with you.
Jay.
Ian.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Be happy to hear from you. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450. Free as in freedom. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things crypto. If you're not familiar with this stuff, even if you are familiar with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop. They've got everything you need. You go there, you can get a wallet, meaning the application for in which to create a Bitcoin account. You can get some, you can use their faucet to get some Bitcoin cash to put in the wallet. You can use saveatpurse.com, and you can spend the stuff you get. You can buy Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. Whatever you need to do, it's Bitcoin.com, and I just mentioned saveatpurse.com. By the way, Bitcoin.com would love you to go there and spend your hard-earned Bitcoin. So, and you'll have savings of between 25 and 30%. Learn more. And by the way, you can see all the newest news there at news.bitcoin.com. You can learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Let's I just got at saveatpurse.com, I got a remote starter for my car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who installed it?
Nobody, you just, the remote start was already there. I mean, the actual, like, fob, the key fob thing.
Okay.
I lost one a couple of years ago, and so finally got the replacement for it, and it was like $20 brand new, but I knocked 20 or 30% off.
Yeah, I thought about getting one of those.
Yeah.
I'd probably push the button and then forget that I started the car and shut itself off.
Wait, oh, so you don't have that feature in your fancy new car? A remote start?
No, no remote start.
But it's super easy to install in that fancy new car.
I bet it is.
Is that so?
Super easy. I'll tell you about it in a break.
All right. Excellent. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. We'll get back to these Llama Loot boxes here in just a second.
Well, I'm glad Sarah called in because I've been wondering, Sarah, what is your favorite comic book franchise?
Sarah, do you have a favorite comic book franchise?
I do not read any of the comic books, you know? I never had any interest in it because I'm too busy passing out the Who's Who's political directory. I passed
you,
out.
You never days. Had you never had a like a Wonder Woman comic when you were a little girl?
But I used to read some comic when I was younger, but I've never been like too much of a reader. Reading has never been like my thing, so I never was really into that. You know.
Okay. Because that's how you absorb new information and learn things in a lot of ways is reading. So that's a shame. That's too bad.
What about the these directories you're handing out? I mean, don't people have to read those things?
Well, I mean, yeah. But it's very interesting because it has all of our contacts to our representatives and senators in Santa Fe. And they're in session right now. So, I mean, you do have to read it. And so, but we could contact them. And so I've been, we got two more weeks of session. So I've been telling them to, push the cigarette, you know, push it to, 21 years or older. I've been excited about that. So
you're handing out these directories and handing them to people with the admonition that they call their representatives and demand that people who are not between the ages of, or between the ages of 18 and 21 be disallowed from buying cigarettes.
But the thing is, I talked to them first. I would approach them. Did you know that they want to increase the smoking age to 21? And if they say, well, that's wonderful, and then they would say, well, did you know that you could. All the phone numbers and email addresses are printed in this booklet put on by the League of Women's Voters.
So you keep the booklet to yourself if they say something else like, oh, those darn politicians meddling in my life.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, I don't push it. I just walk away. Well, thank you very much. And then I just go to the next one, you know?
Agenda. That's the way to do it, Sarah.
Yeah, I hear there's money to be made as petitioners. Why wouldn't you go do some of that? I mean, surely all the good folks at the Democratic Party and so somewhere in New Mexico there, they want to have people doing petitions, right?
Well, this is not about money. This is just for free. It's volunteer. I'm just happy. These capitalists are just laying around, sitting at the library. And I walked by it. I looked at it for 10 years, and I had no idea what was in it.
You're doing this work, Sarah. You should make some money. And here's how they do it in Massachusetts. And I've never participated, but I've been told that you go work for a political party doing their stuff, and this will work really good for you if it's done the same way, because they won't like mess with your disability. But they actually give you like a prepaid like. Visa gift card or something to like do this work, and you're paid like I don't know 15 or 12 bucks an hour or something, and but nobody really keeps track of your hours. You just kind of tell them, and then they give you a gift card to go out when you go to in payment to go out and like peddle some ideas or knock on doors or hand out pamphlets. So you should look into taking advantage of that. I'm sure
you're doing it for
free
now.
For it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm not interested in making money. That's not my goal. My goal is to get the cigarette age increased to 21.
Well, once
that's
that happens, how do you benefit?
How do I benefit? Let's say I'm thinking maybe 40,000 kids will get addicted, you know, if they left it alone. If they could start smoking at 18, that's more secondhand smoke.
Wait a second. They right now, most people who smoke got addicted before the age of 18, which is the legal age to get to buy cigarettes. So apparently the law isn't working already. Why do you think it's going to make a difference?
Okay, it will make a difference because it's the societal attitude. Everybody will know.
But if the societal attitude is not to smoke, then What difference, like, you know, already the societal attitude is don't smoke. I mean, it's not the same as it was when I was 16 years old in high school, where people actually thought people who smoked were cool. They do not think that any longer.
So what you're saying is that people change their minds through other reasons besides the government raising the age?
Right. It's not the law that makes a difference. It's the societal attitude.
I used to ask people who smoked all the time, when did you start smoking? It was just always something I asked.
13, 12.
And I have never, ever, ever had anyone answer, well, my 18th birthday. I was able to buy cigarettes
my
and porn.
My dad got me a pack of cigarettes for my 18th birthday.
Right, that just doesn't happen.
I mean, all my buddies that smoked cigarettes back in high school, or smoked cigarettes today that I knew back in high school, were all smoking cigarettes in high school.
Yeah, I knew one guy. He was a non-smoker who went into the Navy, and because the Navy gave smoke breaks, all of his buddies were always going on smoke breaks, and he had to go to cover their work, so he decided to start smoking too, and so he could go hang out with his buddies rather than having to work. But that's an issue of employer law,
yeah,
as opposed to an issue of when somebody could buy cigarettes or not.
Hmm.
To me, you guys don't think it would make any difference, but to me, that it will make a difference.
Yes, you know, because, it's only in your head. What it's going to do
harder instead of an 18-year-old just walking in the door and buying a cigarette from Circle K. Now they have to wait 21. It makes it harder.
Now they have to wait difficult. Until someone who's 21 or older walks by, and then they will ask them to help them buy some cigarettes.
It's just going to create a black market for the people who are under 21 is all it's going to do.
If they were getting cigarettes at 16 or 15, which they likely were,
sure,
if they're smoking at 18, they were likely getting the cigarettes at 16 or 15. They're just going to do it the same way that they'd always been doing it up to 21. They're going to get it the same way they get their beer, the same way they get their liquor. You don't imagine for a second that fewer people are drinking as a result of raising the drinking age from 19 to 21, do you? Sarah, that happened in your lifetime.
Oh, yeah, but you do have to. I've been asked to buy a beer for somebody else because they don't have ID or whatever. Yeah, I've been asked for that, but here's the thing. I never did it, but the thing is, if you make it difficult, the more you give stumbling blocks and you make it harder, the less they will do it.
Well, the less they'll smoke, perhaps. I mean, there'll probably be fewer cigarettes consumed, but they'll want to get the cigarettes that they do consume that much more. You might very well be making the addiction worse by making people want the cigarettes more because they can't get as many as they want.
Anybody who wanted alcohol when I was in high school was able to get it.
Yeah. Alcohol, I think it's harder to get alcohol than it is to get, like, marijuana. In high school, at least it was for me. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Wednesday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about a lawsuit that's been filed surrounding this game Fortnite. And I guess bad mathematics amongst young people. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Ian.
Ian, go on with this. These llama loot boxes.
Yeah, so Fortnite is, of course, for those that aren't familiar, an incredibly popular game that became so popular because, well, it was free. So, in fact, that's one of the allegations that they make here.
No, it wasn't, but all right.
Wait, it wasn't?
There's no such thing as free. Sorry, there's nothing free on the Internet.
I'm sure there is.
No,
it's just as free as Facebook, right?
Yeah, well,
you got to pay for the internet connection, but I mean, the game's free to download.
So there's going to be either there's free to download, but then it's either advertising supported or it's supported by
you being the product.
These loot. Well, in the case of the game, they don't collect as much information usually. I mean, they can get some of your information, but not too much. But
yeah,
they get a lot of these games get most of their revenue from in-game purchases.
Sure,
it's not free.
But you can play the game without doing the in-game purchase.
You can.
Is there a Fortnite app that I can put on my phone?
I don't know. I doubt it. It is a 3D game, so you probably have to have a computer that has some level of oomph to it, although phones are beefier now than they've ever been. I'm not a phone gamer, so I can't really speak to what games.
The only thing I'm getting to is I know, like, if you have, like, a Facebook app on your phone, and you're talking about how, oh, I need some new snow tires for my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time you open up Facebook and you scroll down, snow tires from blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Is this Fortnite doing a similar thing with monitoring what your action on your computer or something?
I doubt that very much. That is highly unlikely. But what they are trying to do is sell things inside the game. You're right about that, Mark. In fact, don't you play a Jewel game, one of those puzzle games, constantly?
I play Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Right. It's like the same game, but they put a Marvel skin on it, basically, that other people play.
Yeah,
right?
There's a bit more to it than that, but yeah.
But there are several variants of kind of the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. And you can get into that game for free, right?
You can, but there are a lot of in-game purchases, and the payers do a hell of a lot better than the players.
Can you have fun without paying?
I'm not even sure they're designed around fun anymore. Games are about addiction. They're about being designed in such a way that you get this kind of little dopamine squirt.
They want to offer you all these in-game purchases to feed that addiction.
Yes.
My character's not good enough. I need to upgrade my character so I can be more competitive with these other players. There's this constant keeping up with the Joneses, right? It's sort of the digital equivalent of keeping up with your next-door neighbor's yard, you know? And so, again, I'm saying that is free because you can get into the game and you can play it for free. I downloaded Fortnite, and I played it for probably an hour or two, and I didn't buy a thing. And then I uninstalled.
So is it a massively online multiplayer video game? Is that one of these? Is that what it is?
So as I understand the history of the game, it was actually originally like a zombie survival game or something like that. And then they introduced this, what they call the Battle Royale mode. And this is what made the game take off, where essentially everybody's familiar with the Hunger Games books and movies, right? Yeah. This was a huge phenomenon. The idea was these characters are put into a place and they have to fight it out to the death, right? To the last man standing, basically, or the last two are standing.
They didn't fight each other necessarily.
In the Hunger Games?
Yeah, they were.
That's all those movies were.
I thought they were like battling beasties or something.
There might have been some beasts at some points, but I only seen the movies once. But
I need to see it again.
The whole point of the movie was that they picked, in the Hunger Games, diverging here from the original point, in the Hunger Games they had different districts that were under this sort of...
12 of them.
Yeah, they were under this dictatorial rule, and
districts were the ringers, and the other 9 districts were the underdogs.
They would basically find 2, male and a female, from each of the districts, and they threw them into a, battle... Till the death, essentially, was what that was all about. Now, toward the end, it started to be that they would team up against the dictator or whatever toward the end. But in the very beginning, that's what it was. So this is kind of like the video game version of that, except with 100 players. So you start with 100 people. There's an airplane that flies you into the map, and everybody drops out of the airplane. They parachute down into the map, and then you just sort of wherever you end up in the map, basically, you can kind of guide your shoot down towards where you want to be. And as soon as you hit the ground, it's who
can
last
shoot you out of the air?
I think they actually can shoot you out of the air.
Okay.
But it's whoever can last the longest. And also there's this this circle, this sort of active circle that closes in on a random spot on the map. And so if you get caught outside of the circle, you die. So
you know whether or not the circle is closing in, right?
Yeah, right. So you know where it's going to be, and so you have to head in that direction. And so it forces all the players to kind of move toward the same spot.
Instead of getting up in a tree and hiding.
Exactly. Yeah. So it stops people from doing what they call camping in these games and just to say hiding and waiting till everybody else dies. So that's the game, and it just for whatever reason, it's free, it's well made, and people enjoyed it. Plus, it also has a building aspect to it, so I think the people that are into things like Minecraft kind of really like this game. And to me, that's what I didn't like about the game, because I'm not into that. But you can also build platforms and things like that. So, if there's like a cliff over in the distance, you can build a platform to get you up on the cliff. You don't have to look around to find out how you're supposed to get up there. So it kind of adds different things that you could do in that game that you couldn't do in a normal point-and-shoot kind of first-person shooter.
So what's this lawsuit about?
I'm going to read you the introduction from the actual class action suit here. Point number one, because you know how they in lawsuits, they always have their points.
Yes.
Point one. Rising to the forefront in a multi-billion-dollar video game industry, Epic, that's the game company, has perfected a predatory scheme whereby it exploits players, including minors, by inducing them to purchase in-game loot boxes in the pursuit of the best in-game schematics, heroes, and survivors, collectively loot. Two. As part of its scheme, Epic offers Fortnite Save the World at a lower price point than competitor video games to entice players to start playing the game. with the goal of luring those players to make in-game microtransactions that generate significant revenue for Epic. 3. Because Fortnite's Save the World's game progression is inextricably linked to loot progression, players are pushed to keep seeking better loot to progress in the game. 4. Of course, that's the keeping up with the Joneses thing, right?
Sure.
4. Accordingly, Epic.
Well, everybody wants to play a game. They want to get, they want to be, they want it to be easier. They want progression.
Right. And I don't know if this game does the sort of what some games do with newer players is they only put newer players in a map with newer players.
Makes sense.
I don't know if this game does that, which would mean that the people who have the best loot and the most experience
are then fighting the people with the best loot and more experience.
But I don't know if that's the case.
Probably.
In this game. If you know more, you're welcome to call and share it with us at 855-450-FREE, and I'm sure there's plenty of our listeners that know
how young
more.
Was the person in this this situation?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. All I could think of when they were talking about this predatory thing was how they're asking 17- and 18-year-olds to take on $100,000 in debt to go to college. And, I mean, you want to talk about a scam? Microtransactions, right. My foot. These are, you know, people that don't have any acumen whatsoever have just left government school being told that the only way they're going to make money is by getting a master's degree from some university someplace.
So they can go teach at a government school and get on a government pension.
Right.
Ponzi scheme it to the max.
Right. Well, they make a heck of a lot more money by spending $6,000 at the local vocational technical institution, getting a real skill and going out and getting a job rather than, you know, those that that run off and get underwater basket weaving degrees.
Number 4. Accordingly, Epic designed Fortnite Save the World to effectively limit a player's ability to progress within the game without spending money on loot boxes. 5. The scheme plays out perfectly to the benefit of Epic. Once players are sufficiently invested in the game, Epic induces players to purchase loot boxes in order to get better loot, which results in massive revenue to Epic. 6. Epic has made a fortune on in-game purchases, preying in large part on minors, who are especially susceptible to such predatory tactics.
So this lady gave her son a telephone and let him download whatever he wanted to on that telephone, and now it's Epic's fault that he has developed this little habit of paying to play.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a phone. I mean, it could have been just given him the credit card or whatever you have.
Oh, so it's not it's not a phone game.
Okay. Well, that was the question Jay asked. And,
I'm sorry.
And I didn't have a good answer on that.
Okay, when you did it, you downloaded laptop.
No, I don't play games on a laptop. I mean, you could do it on a laptop probably, but I needed to have a video card, like a graphic card, in order to play this game.
Sorry,
I
just missed that part.
That's not to say there isn't some version that I don't know about. But either way, even if it's on your phone, you still have to authorize purchases, right? Like, you have to put a credit card in, you have to authorize the credit card.
Either way, they authorize, she's taking no responsibility for parenting here.
That's what I was going to say. This should be an opportunity for a parent when your son or daughter comes to you and like, hey, I want a loot box. Give me a llama loot box. That's your time to, if you don't know what a loot box is, learn about it, and then have a conversation with your kid about why this is a scam, you know, like, hey, this probably isn't the best way to spend your, you know, lawn mowing money.
Make the kid work for the money so they understand it.
Right. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.